just a man, but I know that I'm damned. All the dead seem to know where I am. Till it began on the night of my birth, will be done in a turn of the earth. Lie where I land, let my bones turn to sand. I was born on the lake, and I don't want to leave it. Every eye on the coast.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live from 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric Reiner, Trisha in studio. Woo-hoo! And this music is a very soft, nice lullaby.
Reminds me of nature. This is Ghosts on the Shore by Lord Huron from the soundtrack of A Walk in the Woods.
Walk in the Woods, that just came out Thursday.
Wednesday.
Oh, did it come
out? Well, Tuesday night, technically.
Oh, it was Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Tell them Dave sent you, Breakthrough Entertainment. Nice, nice guy, very trustworthy, great, great auto mechanic. Best I have ever met. Back to you, Joseph.
Yes, A Walk in the Woods, that is what we are celebrating today on Breakthrough Entertainment. And again, I want to remind our listeners, you can check us out, our live video feed from inside the KPHX AM studios at Meerkat. We are at Breakthrough Entertainment. Go to meerkatapp.co/breakthroughentertainment or find us on the Meerkat app at Breakthrough Entertainment. A Walk in the Woods opened Wednesday, as we said, and in it, Robert Redford challenges himself to hike the Appalachian Trail with the only person he can find willing to join him on the trek. His long-lost and former friend, played by Nick Nolte, who is now a down-on-his-luck serial...
Nick Nolte.
I know, that's what he talks about.
Is that his real voice? Probably.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good imitation, I thought.
It was good.
I thought that was him. I thought I was a little worried right now.
Well, yeah,
well,
we had
it needed to be a little bit higher pitch.
Nick Nolte.
Hello.
Oh, I don't know
Batman.
Who that was.
Yeah, he was rough and gravelly.
Who is now
a little bit
down
tired.
On his luck serial
No, that's like a scary ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. Anyway, down on his luck serial philanderer who sees the trip as a way to sneak out of paying some debts and sneak in one last adventure before it is too late. Now, yes, this opened on Wednesday, and I did get a chance to see it. And so long as you go into a Walk in the Woods as a casual affair during which you can spend more time with a couple of amiable actors playing characters who are pleasant enough, then you're likely to enjoy the experience. However, I find myself a little bit disappointed watching this movie because I wanted a little more insight, poignancy, emotion, substance. You know, it's kind of lacking in those areas, in my opinion. We'll see what you guys think in just a moment. There's no poignant moments, but there are plenty of enjoyable ones. And with these two dynamic stars, Robert Redford and Nick Nolte, strolling through absolutely breathtaking vistas, you know, I just enjoyed watching the movie, but I don't know if I took anything away from it in particular. I am giving it a thumbs up. Not a huge thumbs up, kind of a mild thumbs up. I am glad that I saw it, though.
Excellent. Trisha, do you want to go next on this review?
Certainly.
Okay.
Certainly. So I actually agree with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Surprised.
Really?
Well, we've argued lately with him with some of the movies.
Oh. No, that was just about the girl thing.
You know,
they weren't even here. You were arguing with yourself.
Yeah.
Well, were?
That was my Trisha voice.
Wait.
I don't like it.
You argue with yourself?
Is that my voice?
No,
if you guys weren't here for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
I felt like it had a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
To be able to have some poignancy. But I think it just kind of scratched the surface, and there was some stuff that was totally unnecessary.
I agree.
For instance, the girl. The yappy girl.
I like that actress, though.
Well, Kristen Schaal.
I thought she did a great job, but I kept expecting then for her to show up again.
Mm-hmm.
at some point.
There was an opportunity for her to show back up, but she didn't.
And I thought it would be her. Yeah. And instead it was the two guys.
Yeah. She's from 30 Rock and Last
Man on
Earth.
So I was kind of like, whoa, that was a missed opportunity. And then I felt like there were so many opportunities to discuss what they were seeing or you know, their reflections. There was a very big part where they were looking back on their lives and thinking about what maybe they would have done different or would like to do differently that they didn't do. And that bothered me that they didn't expound more. They had that mm-hmm. opportunity again. I thought Nick Nolte did great, did an excellent job. I thought Robert Redford did a good job. I just think that there were so many opportunities that were missed. Now, I have not read the book.
I haven't either.
Like you said, the scenery was phenomenal to see the Appalachian Trail, to see those various viewpoints, and everything was gorgeous. Dave wanted to pack up and hike the Appalachian Trail.
I do.
I told him I would go with him. Yeah, see, we could do this.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it should be on everybody's bucket
list. The whole
thing. Ooh, you're not going to cheat, huh?
Ooh.
Okay. No.
So anyway, that's kind of my take on it. But I did give it a thumbs up. It was a good movie. I didn't know what to expect going into it. I do think also that it's kind of a spoiler alert in the previews. Because they show some of the funny things that occurred, and it's kind of like you already saw it in the preview, so you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I agree with that.
But I still give it a thumbs up.
Right, so it sounds kind of like the same sort of thumb as I'm giving it.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy the experience, but wanted a little more out of it. So,
I think they had the opportunity that they just didn't expound upon, which Dave surprises me with Robert Redford.
Well, this is not a spoiler alert. I don't think this will have much bearing, but something I didn't think was realistic is the wife letting Robert Redford go away for 6 months. Eric, did you think that was realistic? Oh, you didn't see it.
That's not realistic. But I mean, I don't have to see it to know that's not realistic.
Yeah, I mean, both of you, do you think?
Let him?
Unless the wife hates him.
No, she loved him.
But it is based on a true story.
So she did.
She did, yes.
She must have a boyfriend.
No.
Exactly.
See, no, right? You know what? No, when you love someone and
let it go.
You don't let it go. You know that this.
No,
this is
and
an
if
adventure.
It loves you, then it comes back.
But see, you
what's
know,
the
my
saying?
My
know.
Big
That's right.
thing, my You're... big thing is I thought. Of course, this is coming from me and my point of view and my perspective, but I really thought that when she said you are not going to do this alone, that she was going to join him.
Yeah.
Why didn't she?
The boyfriend syndrome.
Why would you take Nick Nolte with you anywhere?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he couldn't find anyone else.
Nick Nolte probably can't find his way down the road.
Well, there are some funny things with
well,
Nick Nolte.
That was my first comment. The second one, I thought this was sort of funny. They had nice humor throughout the whole movie. Not hysterical laughing type, mm-hmm. but amusing. I thought it was very amusing. The nature, good scenes. I thought that was sort of cool. I thought it was sort of what's the guy's name? Ferris Bueller's Day for Old People. I thought it was that type of sort of film in a more boring way, but it was for older people. Way. I don't know, in their 70s or 80s, whatever they were.
Well, I hope that they're not. I mean, it's not that much more exciting for old people.
But I think that's what it was.
By the way, you used the word for old people.
I did use that. I thought it was great character. I thought Nick Nolte did a fantastic job, quite honestly. I thought his acting was sensational, sort of like a gentle giant. You know, they developed sort of this bond after so many years of friendship. That was sort of cool. And it's sort of a perspective on their lives. They had to get away, almost to get a little distance, almost maybe to appreciate what they had.
Yeah,
because I'm not sure they understood that, and there
but
was
also
one,
they'd been estranged for a long
period
time. Of time
yeah.
from when they were youths.
Yeah. So I didn't see any boring moments. I liked it, but and then there was they talked about a time when their souls and I put the sky. So I'm missing a word. Do you remember what they said?
I don't remember
a time when their souls like touched the sky, perhaps something like that. And that sort of sums it up. They wanted to get back to their roots, almost to just pure nature, and I appreciated that part. I liked it. Not a big thumbs up, but a thumbs up.
Okay.
Not the most profound, But it's nice to see Robert Redford again. It's certainly nice to see Nick Nolte. He in his young days, he made so many great movies, as well as Robert Redford. The time when they were standing on the rocks looking down at the lake, it reminded me of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
And you know what?
Did you go there, too?
No, I didn't go there, but...
What, like he's seen that movie?
Well, yeah,
you didn't
of course
see
it's
that
way
movie?
Too old. No.
Of course he has.
Yes, I have. I have seen that movie, but I'm saying I didn't go there. The reason I was reacting to what you said is because the original star for this movie was not Nick Nolte.
It wasn't. Who was it?
Who do you think?
Let me think.
Paul Newman?
Yes.
Oh, no, he's dead.
It was supposed to be at one point.
Is that right?
Yeah, but Paul Newman's been dead for what, like 15 years?
It was,
10 years?
No,
it
not that 15. Long.
It's not that long, but it was originally
is
thought
that
of as
right?
that kind of a... Yeah.
That would have been awesome, though.
Yeah, right? they wanted it like a reunion type of
yeah, well,
thing.
They've done so
oh,
much
wow.
together, Robert Redford
right.
and Paul Newman.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. But
that.
I am really glad that Nick Nolte is in this movie. I thought he does excellent
yeah,
in,
very
in the film.
Yes, show. I was right. He died in 2008.
Yeah, so...
Well, not 15 years.
I said 10 to 15 years.
Not even 10.
Yeah,
it
hasn't even been 10 years.
I can
It's
count.
Darn close.
Yeah.
It's been 7
I'm not good at math. I just run the board here at the studio.
That's right. All I have to do is count the pots.
But we still love you.
I just push buttons.
Well, that,
but I have to count the buttons.
That is fascinating, though, what you said.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, but I do want to mention two things about, well, one thing directly about the movie. I saw this movie at the AMC Desert Ridge. AMC Desert Ridge.
There used to be a Jamba Juice there.
Yeah, there might yeah. be. Used to be a Jamba Juice at that other place.
Park Central.
Yeah.
They are renovating this Desert Ridge to be a reclining seat.
Oh,
one.
Like the AMC Dine-In.
Yes, but it's not going to be Dine-In. It's just going to be reclining like Arrowhead. Arrowhead is reclining.
Oh, okay. Well, we have that at the AMC 12 La Jolla.
And see, the really cool thing right now is only half the theater is done. Mm. So you can go, I mean, usually it's a little bit more for those seats. But right now it's, you know, before noon, you get it for $5 to go see
right?
a movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, before noon, $5 and you get a real nice seat.
Woo,
AMC like
Deer
that.
Valley.
Desert Ridge.
Desert Ridge.
I'm sorry?
Aren't you lonely when you go?
Hey, with those seats, you can put up the armrest that's between you. You can snuggle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
With my
Do
husband.
Do you take Frozen?
No, they won't. No, they won't give Frozen a discount. My pet duck.
Yeah, but
discount.
It's only $5.
I'm not gonna. He quacks too much during the movie. He'll ruin it for me.
And as a funny movie, he'd be a quack up.
Yeah.
So
but, I didn't realize he.
So
was
you like those seats? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, very nice seats. Yeah. Oh. Very nice. The other thing I did want to mention is that you guys were saying that you wanted to do the Appalachian Trail. Yes, I would love to do the Appalachian Trail one day. Hike the Appalachian Trail. And we'll have to talk about this more in depth with our guest at 10 o'clock, Bob Serpaxalot Gabrielson, who's actually hiked some, if not all, of the Appalachian Trail. But I did have a Supai Falls, that hike, which is like 11 miles or something this past spring. That's like
one day on the Appalachian Trail.
I know.
Trail
that's like
if
one
you're
day.
Old.
Yeah, and with your old. And with that, with the packs that
right.
they had.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was dying. So.
11 miles.
Yes, 11 miles, one day on the trail.
Uphill?
And it was all sorts of rocky, downhill, over sand. I mean, the sand was the worst. But that's what I'm saying that is very, very, very difficult. So I give mad props to anyone who does this Appalachian Trail, especially the entire thing, and can do that in however many months it takes. Again, we'll talk more about it at 10 o'clock.
Wow, nice.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes. And but we'll talk more about it in just a few moments. But before we get to that, we need to hear from Lord Huron again. Ends of the Earth from the soundtrack of A Walk in the Woods. Oh, hear those crickets?
I don't hear the crickets.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't hear it.
Sounds really nice and relaxing.
It sounds relaxing, but I don't hear the critics.
The
but I do hear someone say this is 1480 AM. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Out there's a land that time don't command. Wanna be the first you ride. No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while the bus is black.